7.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures, if you want to. They're not good. Anyway, 95 degrees at Hollis, capital of Harmon County. 97 at Mangum, 96 at Hobart, 97 at Bessie, 97 at Big Town Butler. Camargo's 97, and here's the hot spot in the whole state of Oklahoma right now. There's a tie for first. Fairview and Kingfisher, 100 degrees. You can see where that cold front is up in the panhandle of Oklahoma and Texas. It is basically 80 degrees at Goodwell, 80 at Hooker. And anyway, let's see what it looks like out in the panhandle. Same thing, see where the cold front's at. It's like 86 degrees in Amarillo, 85 at Paladora Reservoir, but over here in the real world on the east side of the panhandle, Lipscomb, you are 94, 95 at Miami, 96 at Wellington, 95 at Odell, and Childress, you're 94 degrees. Anyway, more on the weather coming up. Looks like we do have some chances of rain in a forecast later on after the 4th of July. But until then, we are under a heat advisory today, so everybody just take it easy out there. It's hot. That's all I can say. Anyway, yesterday I told you guys I had something on Texas, and I forgot to go over it. So I'm going to start it out with today on, let's see if you Texas folks out there know any of this stuff. So anyway, the name of the XIT Ranch in Dalehart, Texas, stands for 10 in Texas. That means 10 counties in Texas that it's part of. The Beck Family Ranch land grant is one day's ride by horse, 25 miles in each direction from its headquarters. The state mascot, the armadillo, an interesting bit of trivia about the armadillo is that it always has four babies. Now, I haven't fact-checked this, but I'm sure this pretty reliable source has come from. They have one egg, which splits into four. They either have four males or four females. So, anyway, interesting. I didn't know that. And then let's see here. What else is there about agriculture-related here on this I didn't know Dr. Pepper was invented in Texas, in Waco, 1885, and there's no period in Dr. Pepper. Let's see here. Is it tropical? The King Ranch in South Texas is larger than Rhode Island. The first word spoken from the moon, July 20th, 1969, was Houston, but the Space Center was actually in Clear Lake City, Texas at the time. Jalapeno jelly originated in Lake Jackson, Texas in 1978. How about that? And then I hope I say this right. The Brasilia County. Is that right? How you say that? Brasilia, Brazoria County has more species of birds than any other area in North America. So there you go. The world's first rodeo was in Pecos, Texas on July 4th, 1883. And last but not least, El Paso is closer to California than to Dallas. There you have it. So anyway, I thought that was kind of cool stuff. All right, let's see what happened in our big world of agriculture overnight, because that report came out yesterday, and I got a few things to say about that today. Corn futures were higher after the condition of the U.S. crop declined narrowly. Soybeans also rose while wheat futures declined. About 67% of U.S. corn was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, down from 69% a week earlier, the Department of Agriculture said in a report. Analysts polled by Rutgers were expecting 68% of the crop to earn top ratings. 11% was silking at the start of the week versus 4% a week earlier, and the prior five-year average is 6%. Soybean conditions were unchanged at 67%, good or excellent. 3% of the crop was setting pods, on par with the average for this time of the year. And 20% of the U.S. beans were blooming, up from 8% a week earlier. And the average is actually 15%. Spring wheat heading is now at 38%, up from 18% last week. And right in par, about 37% is what the average is. About 72% of the crop was in good or excellent condition last week, up 1 percentage point from the previous week. The winter wheat harvest rolls on with 54% now in the bin, up from 40% of the previous week and the prior five-year average of 39%. 51% of the crop earned top ratings, down from 52% a week earlier. Corn futures for December delivery rose 2.25 cents to 422.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybeans for November delivery gained 7 cents to 11.18 a bushel. Soy meal added 70 cents to $333.30 a short ton. And soy oil was up 0.48 cents to 46.23 cents a pound. Wheat futures for September delivery lost 7.5 cents overnight to $5.82.75 a bushel in Chicago, and Kansas City futures fell 7.75 to $5.91.75 a bushel. Inspections of corns, beans, and wheat for the export all declined last week on the weekend in June 27th, according to the USDA. Corn assessments were reported at 819,577 metric tons. That's down from 1.15 million a week earlier. Still, that was higher than the 675,000 tons assessed last year. Examinations of soybeans for offshore delivery fell to 303,000 tons. That's down from 349,000 the week prior, and still, but still above 264,000 tons inspected last year. Wheat inspections totaled 309,000 tons, down from 343 tons a week earlier and 342,000 tons a year ago. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, USDA has inspected 42.5 million metric tons of corn for export. That's up from 33.2 million tons examined during the same time frame a year earlier. Soybean inspections were at 41.5 million tons. That's down from 49.4 last year. Wheat assessments since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st total 1.36 million tons. That's ahead of the 1.1 million tons assessed last year. Floods, heat, everything's going on in the world, especially in the United States. Flood watches and warnings have been issued for parts of Iowa. Several waterways are already overrunning their banks. I've seen some pictures along the Missouri up there between Missouri River between Iowa and Nebraska yesterday. Man, it's serious stuff. Warnings are in effect as several rivers, including the Des Moines, the West Fork, Des Moines, Cedar, and Shell Rock, all have a forecast overrun their banks this week. Light storms may linger in the area today, but giving way to severe thunderstorms this afternoon into evening. Multiple chances of thunderstorms exist through the remainder of the week. The heat was gripping the south, central U.S., persist with advisories and warnings issued from central Kansas, south to Texas, and east along the Gulf Coast. Heat indexes in eastern Oklahoma are expected to hit a high of 113 today, later on, not very far from now. In southern Louisiana, heat values might reach 114. Yikes, not good. Anyway, I did see, I think the Oklahoma Mezzanets listens to my show, because I did see where they posted something about the hurricane, little lady coming up through the Caribbeans right now, said to be on the lookout, because it depends on where it ends up here in a few days, might turn and come up into Oklahoma, hopefully the Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma, because I'm seeing more and more posts on social media about ponds drying up or already dry, guys hauling water. I'll raise my hand on that one. I'm hauling water and feeding hay. I'll raise my hand on that one. Feeding hay at one place and hauling water to the other. Over here west Elk, we're in good shape both ways as of right now, but this grass is going backwards in a hurry, as you guys all know, and there's nothing we can do about it until we get some rain. And I know you guys up north has got some rain lately, and down south, it's time for west central Oklahoma to get some of that rain. And especially everywhere, but Weatherford was over there here not too long ago, and it looks like a desert over there. And usually it's just the opposite. We're a desert over here, and they look like the Amazon jungle over there east of Clinton along I-40 all the way up to El Reno and Oklahoma City. So, all right, we'll get our turn. Keep your fingers crossed, and we'll see what's going on. Well, today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour, all hour long. Got more about Stockman's coming up. But first, I want to send out a special birthday wish to one of the bosses down there, the doctor's mama, Christy. It's her birthday today. I think she's 27. Might have read that wrong, but 27 or 28, somewhere in that neighborhood. Anyway, Christy, happy birthday. Hope you have a great day. Happy birthday. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet break. When we come back, we'll have a Lipscomb's Dealership's ag market update and all kinds of other good stuff. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance, is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Just a friendly reminder, Stockman's Vet will be closed the 4th of July, but they will reopen Friday morning. I think some of the other vets and probably some other businesses are taking a four-day weekend, including me. No show Friday. Sorry, folks. I know you're totally disappointed. You don't have to listen to me Friday. So anyway, just a friendly reminder, Stockman's will reopen on Friday, the 5th of July. All right, let's check out some weather out in the Texas Panhandle. 98 degrees at Canadian, Texas. Heat index is 98. Humidity's 29. Dew point 60. The winds are out of the southwest at 21 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 26. Peak wind gust is 33. Month-to-date precipitation, 0 so far. It's only the 2nd. Give us a couple more days. 8-inch soil temperature is 87 degrees. Well, me and the dogs went out about midnight last night because the raccoons and feral cats and some other animals in a fenced-in area are getting into my sweet corn. So we went looking for them and didn't accomplish nothing there. I guess they come in later on in the night, and I didn't wake up in time to get out there and get another round. But we went over in the peanut field, and Sister, my dog that got out of, was the pup out of one of Gary Ripto's dogs, Bo, that was a daddy, and the mama was, I can't remember her name, save it, what is it? Anyway, she was full-blooded blue heeler. Anyway, she doesn't like bugs, grasshoppers, animals, anything from Bigfoot all the way down to ladybug. But anyway, she doesn't bark very much. She doesn't whine very much. But anyway, she got on the scent of a Bigfoot last night out in the peanut patch. So we were chasing Bigfoot around yesterday, last night, around midnight, but ended up being a white-tailed deer. So anyway, the adventures of the farm, man, they just don't get any better. Had a lot of fun, me and her and Beth, driving around chasing stuff. Speaking of the peanuts, I got my new spray nozzles in from Knutson Irrigation there at UConn. The Nelson spray tips, what they are. If you want to Google it for wheel moves, and they make them for pivots too, just a whole different ball game. Anyway, I got the new Nelson RG33/scientifically proved. Bad to the bone spray nozzles for side rows. I'm freaking excited. That's all I can tell you. So if you're not familiar with side rows, which a lot of you are, I understand, but you are familiar with these nozzles that we have, the Rainbird nozzles, and there's another brand there. But anyway, it's basically the same nozzles you see on yard sprinklers, the whole nine yards. Well, anyway, I tried to design some myself to, one, conserve some water, but also make it easier to the spray pattern, so it's not so much evaporation in the air, so much mist, trying to get more on the ground and less in the air. And you guys follow me, you know I tried, and it just didn't work out. I got to have a 60-foot spray pattern, and so they overlap and everything gets watered within that 2 acres that you're watering at one time with a side rope. Well, anyway, after a few nights of Googling, I come across this deal and from Nelson out of Washington, the state of Washington, and I called the engineer on it, and they just upgraded these. These are so cool. Anyway, come find out, Knutson was in one of the sponsors of the show was actually a supplier of them, seller of them, so a dealer. Anyway, so ordered some. I told him how much pressure I had coming down my line, how many gallons per minute I'm using, and how many spray nozzles I have on this side row here. I'm too short of a full quarter. But anyway, so we come up with this, and they came in last Friday via UPS. And so I put half of them on Sunday, and we got our work done on the peanuts yesterday, and I started watering them again last night. And I just did half of them because I didn't know how much pressure increased I was going to have, so I didn't want to gamble. And anyway, I actually ended up not having any pressure increase, which is a good thing. But what's cool about these spray nozzles, in they work for your yard too, or your garden or whatever. But there's the old nozzles, the Rainbirds, when they plug up with a piece of metal or rock or something in that deal, you walk down there and get wet, soaking wet, stick a piece of good wire in there to try to unlodge it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. And then you'll just have to wait or go shut your water down and clean that nozzle out. Well, these things here are cool. And they got a valve on them where you can turn them off and squeeze the deal, the shingasso that's got the deal where you can take your tip off and clean it out. And then it's got a flush a mode on the valve, or the little selector switch, if you want to call it. Anyway, cool. But what I have noticed that on the water is there's not as much, near as much as evaporation, like the fine mist up there is more of a steady stream. And what causes it to spray to get under your side row is it has these four posts that the tip has to hit going by, and it's real slow. It ain't just, it just slowly turn around. And when it hits that post, that's when it has a spray pattern for about 2 seconds, and that's what gets underneath your deal. It'd be pretty cool for a yard too. And it's about a foot farther than the regular Rainbirds as far as outreach and reaching past it. But anyway, still only going to move it 4 times or your side row for 60 foot. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys that story because I'm excited. I think I'm going to save some water. I know I am. And nowadays, saving water is a big plus for everybody. Irrigators, gardeners, yards, just civilization on its own. We all need to get into saving some water. Conserve water. How's that? Better word. Conserve water. Anyway, all right, let's do the Lipscomb's Dealerships Ag Market Update. Here's the current prices going on. Let's see here. Corn, September, 408, up 1. December, 421, up 3/4. September, back up there. Change on me. Sorry. August soybeans, 1149, up 3 1/4. September's 1109, up 2. Soybean meal for July, 368.30, up 260. And August is 350.20, up 1 1/4. Soybean oil for, let's go with August, 46.99, up 96. September, 46.91, up 93. Hard red winter wheat, not so wino today. July, 5.92, down 10. And that was earlier in the day. Let's just skip July for now. And September, hard red winter wheat, 5.91, down 8. December, 6.08, down 7 1/4. Cotton, October, 71.84, down 40. Looks like crude oil is up 7 cents at 83.45 out of West Texas for August. And natural gas still going backwards. August 242 down 0.05. And looks like the Dow's in the red, the S&P and the NASDAQ are slightly in the black. Live cattle for August 185 up 72. October 185.25 up 110. Feeder cattle for August 260.105 up 367. September is 261.22 up 327. And October is 261.30 up 312. Lean hogs for July 89.42 up 22. August 89.50 up 132. Hey, I got a question for some of you old-timers out there. My nephew texted me this right before the show. Let's see here. Have you guys ever heard that a snake won't cross a horsehair rope? Anybody ever heard that? Have you ever heard of that, that a snake will not cross a horsehair rope? And I'll let you know what he found out coming up later in the show. First, I want to hear from you guys if you've actually heard one. Text line is 580-225-9697. And I have, well, it's 96 at Willow and dry as hell feeding hay. Yeah, I'm with you. Jimmy, always enjoy your show. Do you know where I can get some, find some black-eyed peas? So if anybody knows where this gentleman can buy some black-eyed peas, if anybody's selling any, I don't know if any's ready yet or not, but anyway, could be. Text it into it and I'll forward it on to them, if you would, please. And like I said, text line, the ag text line is 580-225-9697. And then here's a picture or something. I hope all you guys wanting a lifetime license got it bought before Monday. If not, you're paying a few extra $100. Anyway, this is coming up. I'm going to share this with you. Free kids fishing class, Saturday, July the 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Western Technology Center in Elk City. That's coming up a week from this coming Saturday at the Western Technology Center. It's easy to find. It's right here by the softball fields, just north of Tractor Supply. It's easy to find. It's a really nice facility too. Kids will learn knot tying, casting, fish identification. Basically, they're going to show you the difference between a largemouth bass and a carp. And ages 5 to 15 must be accompanied by an adult. Equipment is provided during the class. Lunch will be provided and sponsored by the Oklahoma Hunters and Anglers, H2O Bait Tackle right across the street from us here, and more. The Western Technology Center, Air Gas, and guess what? The Oklahoma Department of Wildlife. So if you want to find out more about it, and they got a scan code, QRC code to register, if you want to go to this, www.oklahomahuntersandanglers.org, oklahomahuntersandanglers.org, if you want to get your kids involved in fishing, man, because I'll tell you what, knot tying is so important. Ask my little nephew that went to Canada. I paid for him a trip to go Canada to go walleye and pike fishing with me, because I think pike fishing is funner than hunting whitetail deer. Sorry, it's just me. But anyway, I call it pike hunting. Anyway, we went up to Canada, and he had a monster pike hook. And you know, I think he was about 13 or 14. And I'm not going to tell you what my ex-brother-in-law called it, what it looked like. But anyway, he was getting it in. And anyway, he was just fighting it slow. He's in Kern up there. He's about 100 miles from any civilization up there. We went in there on a float plane, and anyway, he's fought, and he got it right up to the boat, and he should have just took it easy, and he pulled on a little hard, because we were using light tackle to fish up there. It makes it a lot funner. Anyway, I bet this was a 30-35 pound pike. Just as he pulled up on it, it come loose, and anyway, probably one of the few times I've yelled at him. Anyway, when it popped loose and come loose, I just about cried because it's a monster pike. Anyway, looked at the end of this line, you could see where the knot come undone. It wasn't broke, it wasn't nothing. And I yelled at him, I called him some names, felt bad about it. But I guarantee you from that point on, he made sure that knot was there. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet happy hour break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
If you get your prescriptions filled at a big box store, either you think it's more convenient or quicker or cheaper. Well, let's see. Let's talk convenience. Grandview Pharmacy has a drive-through window, so you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And since it's in the middle of town, it's pretty easy to get there. Plus, if you can't come to them, they'll come to you. They offer free local delivery. Now, speed. Grandview Pharmacy keeps the shelves stocked because they get shipments of medicine all the time. You don't have to wait for days for your meds to arrive. And once you're in the store, the staff works efficiently to process orders and let customers be on their way. Then there's price. Everybody thinks the box stores offer cheaper medicine, but Grandview Pharmacy is part of a buying group that purchases meds at discounted rates. Their prices are competitive on most items. All the supposed perks of box stores, but they know their customers by name. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd in Elk City. Get your medicine from people who know you.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our Fecon Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 17th. 1,233 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 453 brought 321. 9 at 609 brought 292. 8 at 666 brought 288. 5 at 905 brought 237. 17 at 909 brought 237. 4 at 951 brought 227. 23 at 952 brought 229. 4 head of heifers at 286 brought 353. 12. 3 at 583 brought 229. 5 at 667 brought 242, 13 at 787 brought 238, 56 at 852 brought 229.10, 50 at 985 brought 212, butcher cows were 137 to 178, butcher bulls brought 52 to 154, bred cows were 1350 to 2650, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, I'm getting some pretty decent answers in on the snake crossing the horsehair rope. So, anyway, we'll get on to that here in just a second. Let's do some agriculture weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. And I haven't even picked out anybody. Let's go with Cherokee. I hadn't picked on them in a while. Currently at Cherokee, it's 98 degrees, feels like 102. It says the heat risk is low. It's 102. It's what it feels like. How could that not be a risk? Anyway, dew point 66, humidity's 35. The winds are out of the south at 19 miles an hour. It was wind gust up to 25. 10-day rain total, 2.86 inches of rain. Nice. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 85 degrees. Sunset at 8:56. 30% chance of thunderstorms today. A high of 106. Looks like you're going to get there. Winds will be out of southwest, 15 to 20 with gusts up to 30. Same thing tonight. We got a 50% chance of thunderstorms. How about that? 73 for a low southwest wind, switching out of the east, 6 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, 30% chance of thunderstorms, 90 for a high, northeast to east wind, 6 to 7 miles an hour. Enjoy your weather tomorrow, people up there in Cherokee. Looks, I'll take it, 90 degrees. Anyway, I just wanted to pass this along to you folks. I lost my oldest sister yesterday. She had her 93rd birthday last week. This was kind of all sudden. But anyway, may she rest in peace. But she was one of my four brothers and sisters that was born in the Dust Bowl days, back in the old days. Anyway, 93 years old. If any of you guys are familiar up there between Hammond and Moorwood, and go around one of those curves on the west side of the highway there, there's a little wooden house. I think it's still there. It fell. It collapsed, but there's some orange panel lots there. I don't know whose place that is. I meant to check my Onyx last time I went by there, but anyway, that's where four of my brothers and sisters was raised for some time when my dad was running the elevator and the general store and the hog and turkey farm there at the railroad tracks at Moorwood by the Moorwood Church. So anyway, may Miss Cleela rest in peace. She was a hardworking woman. You guys probably know her down in Greer County. She was, I had to look it up during my next break. She was the nurse for a doctor that's retired and long gone from Mangum there for a long time, because my nephew, I think he was one of the last to run the movie theater there at Mangum. So I can't remember the doctor's name, but I got a message from him on Messenger here a couple months ago. I'll look it back, see if you guys remember that doctor. Sorry, I don't remember his name, but she was a nurse there in Mangum for quite a long time. So anyway, all right, guess what today is? It's Hay Day Tuesdays. And let's see what the latest news is. I know one of my listeners told me the other day that my hay report was worthless. And yeah, it probably is. And, but it lets me talk for about 15 minutes. But it kind of gives you an idea what, hey, everything's different. I mean, this is a USDA report, not dogging on the USDA. But anyway, they only report what people turn in. I'd bet 80% of the hay reports, because I bought some from the neighbors, but I'm not calling the government, you know, those kind of deals. Anyway, let's see here. The average price of alfalfa hay during May jumped $7 per ton from April to settle in at $2.02 per ton, according to data from the USDA's Agriculture Prices Report. The last time alfalfa had a month-over-month increase in price was April 23. We all remember what was going on early last year and the year before. Hay prices were stupid. That was the month when the average alfalfa price for hay hit a record high of $287 per ton. The average price for Supreme and Premium alfalfa during May rebounded by $16 a ton, setting in at $276 a ton. After dropping by 11, somebody's shooting their six shooters, they go by $11 per ton the previous month. The average grass hay prices also strengthened. It was about $154 per ton, which was $6 higher than the previous month. Three states posted double-digit month-over-month gains in alfalfa price during May. Nevada was up $15. Oklahoma was up $13, and Colorado had a $10 ton per ton month-over-month increase. Double-digit declines in May alfalfa hay occurred in five states, which was led by Iowa's down $14 a ton, Minnesota $12 a ton, Michigan, Idaho, and California were down about $10 a ton. The highest average May alfalfa hay price was reported in Texas at $300 per ton and was followed by New Mexico at $240, Pennsylvania at $235, California and Colorado both settled in at $230. North Dakota easily had the lowest average alfalfa price at $102 per ton. It was followed by Montana and South Dakota at $140. Keep in mind, the USDA average prices accounts for all quantities and bale types of hay sold. Also, the final U.S. estimate is volume-weighted average rather than simple average of state values. Those states with the most volume sales will impact the final U.S. dollar value more than those states with fewer sales. There you go. And then also we'll add this to it, the USDA also tracks the prices of supreme and premium quality alfalfa in the major dairy states and determines the average price from the five top milk producing states, which is California, Idaho, New York, Texas, and Wisconsin. There you have it. All right, let's see here. Before we go to break, let's check the text line. Okay. So, here we go. I heard they won't cross a rope, and on some of the old Westerns, I've seen them put a rope around their bedroll. Okay, I've seen that on Westerns too. Not a roper or a snake whisperer, but there's a movie that they put a rope on the ground around where they were sleeping. And then let's see what this is. No, that is not it. I had somebody text me a picture. There's not a tree around it. There's some orange panels, and the house was a little wooden house that was like a two-room house, and it just collapsed right there. It's kind of, I don't know if it, when you come out of Hammond, you go around those curves where it just straightens up. It's on the left-hand west side of the road, but they might have cleaned that old house up, but it had been there forever. So that's it. Thanks for the picture, though. Nope. Well, according to my nephew, let's see what he's got to say here. Where'd he go? There he goes. Anyway, and he asked me the question, and I said, nope, I never heard of that. It was an old-timer saying in the 1950s, so it's a real old-timer thing now. It's not true, he said. They dumped a bunch of snakes in the middle of a horsehair rope circle, and even the little sidewinder made it over. So there you go. They need to make a YouTube video on it. We'll see what happens. Anyway, all right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back to finish up the show.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Brian Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
More Americans are turning 65 now than at any point in history. They will have more money than ever, they will have better health than ever, and most will have at least a 20 to 30-year life expectancy. Eventually, the calendar catches up with all of us, and you are staring down the barrel of your long-sought-after golden years. It will be here much faster than you thought, and how you prepared in advance will determine which retirement you will enjoy. Will it be the one that just happens by chance, or will it truly be the one you diligently planned for by choice? What will your retirement salary be when you no longer have a steady paycheck from your career? How will you recreate that paycheck, and will it continue to be taxed, or did you plan in advance for a tax-free retirement? There are many puzzle pieces to a well-planned retirement, and investment returns are only part of the picture. Give Brian or Briley Baca a call today for a confidential visit, 323-6800, or check our website out at retirewithbaca.com.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I think one of the listeners might be onto something. He mentioned the Strickland place there between Moorwood and Hammond, and I think that's it. I looked it up on my Onyx map, and I can't zoom in close enough to see if that little cow lot's there, but... And then that old house might be gone. It was there, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. But looks like the only logical place between the curve and the next curve. And then you got more wood. So it looks like maybe it. Thank you very much for paying attention. All right. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden's ag weather update. And I picked the big city of Tipton, Oklahoma. 98 degrees. Feels like 103. Dew point 67, humidity 36, winds are out of the south at 18 with wind gusts all the way up to a whopping 27. No rain total so far in the last 10 days. Sunset is 8:53. Check this out. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 95 degrees. Hot and 104 today. Tonight, 80 for a low. It's not very low. Same thing, southwest winds. Our south to southwest wind, 12 to 18 with wind gust higher. Tomorrow, hot, 103, south winds, 10 to 15 miles an hour with gust up to 20. There we go. All right, let's see what else we got in the news here. Anybody grow summer oats around here? I'm not spring oats, but oats for the fall. Did any of you guys do that? I was just curious if you did. I remember somebody last year wanting to try some, but I didn't know how, if it works, is it too hot around here? Because according to this map I got, where is it? I had the map. I need to delete that. Bear with me here a second. Let's see. Well, I guess I didn't save it. Darn. Anyway, we'll see what's going on. This report. Okay, here we go. I just want to give you guys an idea of what's going on in Texas and Oklahoma with this new report that was out. When was this report? It's not even dated. Huh. Anyway, in Oklahoma, planted acres of canola in 2022 was 18,000 acres. Last year, 3,000 acres. But something's going on. This year, there's 22,000 acres of canola planted. Corn, nothing crazy. Back in 22, 350,000 acres in Oklahoma. We're up to 40,000 or 400,000 this year. cotton, 660,000 in 2022, 420 in 23, and we're up to 500,000, a half a million acres this year. Oats, nothing major there. Peanuts, 18,000 acres in 2022. 23 was 16,000 acres, and this year's 15,000 acres. Soybeans, that's caught me off guard. This must be all way up north. I hear there's some in Kiowa County, but I'm not sure. Soybeans, 545,000 acres in 22, 460,000 last year, 550,000 this year. Interesting. Winter wheat, 4.3 million acres, 22, 4.5 million acres in 23, and back down to 4.35 million acres in 24. Hay, dry, harvested, 2,980 acres back in 22, 2.98 millions, forget this 1,000-acre plots, 4.07 million acres last year, and 3.7 million acres of dry hay harvested predicted for 24. Over in Texas, a whole different beast because that state's big. Cotton is down to 5.5 million acres of cotton compared to 7.8 back in 22. Canola, no canola is grown according to this report in Texas. Corn is at 2.1 million acres, and oats, 390,000 in 22 and 110,000 this year. They do have rice. Did you guys know that Oklahoma does not have any rice at all grown in Oklahoma? Wonder why. Anyway, but 149,000 acres of rice is grown in Texas, and then soybeans, not very many. Oklahoma kicked their butt in that one. 80,000 acres of soybeans are grown in Texas. And peanuts. Where's peanuts? Here's where they get us here. But listen to this. 225,000 acres of peanuts grown in 23. And this year, 71,000. Way cut back, way back on the peanuts then. And then winter wheat, they actually have more wheat than we do. I think this report, yeah, there it is. 5.3 million acres of wheat in 22, 6.4 million last year, and 5.9 million this year. Hay, dry and harvested, 5 million acres of hay was grown this year compared to 3.89 million acres grown in 2022. There you go. Just some cool information. I think it's cool anyway. Let's see here. Let me see what's going on here. Somebody sent me a picture of their grandpa. And this picture, they were, what did it say? He was born in 1912. My mom, she was born in 1914. My dad, 1908. Is it a great Northern or is it a Pike? Well, they're both the same, I think, unless I don't know my fish, because they're called Northern Pike. But it's a big one, whatever he's got there. It's not a walleye, I can tell you that much. But anyway, they call them Northern Pikes. So I hope that answers your question. Either that or I'm just stupid to pike. I do like to catch them, though. Anyway, the muskie and the pike. That's what I'm thinking. That's probably what the question you're going to ask me. It looks like a pike to me, but they're so close. I don't have a clue. All right. Let me talk to you before we show ends. My oats didn't work. Just had a test plot. Thank you very much. Anyway, another question in from a listener. Hey, bud, I have an overabundance of roadrunners this year. Do you? We have a few down there. Usually when we have an overabundance of roadrunners, an overabundance of, I hope you notice, you guys, we got a lot of cottontails this year. Looks like we got a bunch of baby deer. And what else did I see? Grasshoppers, field crickets. We got all kinds of that's going on. That's the year we're going to have an overabundance of bobwhite quail. But this heat is not doing our quail buddies any favors, because they all are there. They got some young ones out there now, but they're having some babies right now, and the heat's not good on there. So anyway, I've answered your question. I just you text me that, and I was answering. I forgot to send it. So there's your answer on your Roadrunners. If there's, we have an overabundance of this. So anyway, my buddy did call me yesterday and said, hey, I shot a hog on you. And I said, good. And it was a big old boar hog. And so we got... that's a good thing. Dead feral hogs are my favorite ones to see. Anyway, that's the end of the show. Hope you guys had fun today on the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. I ran out of time. They got a new read. I'll get them next week. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank Trust, Sarah, and Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.